Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Jessica with a special edition of Turn the Page podcast. Our guest today is somebody from our community. You're in ninth grade, you said?
Oh, I'm a rising sophomore, yes.
You're a rising sophomore, and you finished an extraordinary ninth grade year, and you are going into your sophomore year. And would you like to introduce yourself and tell our audience, our listeners, what you've been doing? Because it's absolutely amazing.
Yes, thank you. Well, my name is Sabrina Guo. I'm 14 years old. I'm from Oyster Bay Cove, New York. I'm a rising sophomore attending Syosset High School on Long Island. A little bit about myself. I'm an award-winning student journalist and actually a staff writer for the local newspaper, Syosset Jericho Tribune. I'm also a contributor to the Syosset Advance. I'm also a poet and writer and an occasionally internationally touring violinist, a social activist, and a young humanitarian and philanthropist. About my writing endeavors and how it's really shaped me, one of the many reasons that I write today is to amplify the experiences and voices of marginalized girls and young women. And as an emerging young poet, I'm seeking to build my identity and, you know, dive deeper into what the creative and interdisciplinary arts provide. I'm a violinist of the internationally performing ensemble. It's called the Joy String Ensemble. And I'm so honored that our group has performed in places like the White House for UNICEF World Children's Day, and TV shows like Good Morning America, Wonderama, and in many venues like Madison Square Garden, and we also held our own China tour. As a passionate writer, I'm very, very grateful and honored to have received 5 national gold medals and 1 silver medal from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. I've also been awarded a Civic Expression Award from Scholastic, and my recent work is featured in some books and journals called The Best Teen Writing of 2019, the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers blog, Counterclock, the Phoenix, Canvas Literary Journal, Polyphony, and Blue Marble Review, among others. And I actually also attended the Iowa Young Writer Studio this summer, but of course virtually. And I've also founded 2 nonprofit charitable organizations, one of them being Girl Pride and other being a COVID-19 relief organization called LILAC, which is a branch of Girl Pride. And LILAC stands for Long Island Laboring Against COVID-19.
That's incredible, an incredible list of accomplishments.
Thank you.
When did Girl Pride begin and how did LILAC bloom out of Girl Pride? As we know, COVID hit a lot of us very quickly, and it has absolutely changed the landscape of our world within a period of months. And it's incredible to see how quickly people have moved to help their communities. And I want to know a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, for Girl Pride, I've been a longtime advocate for women's empowerment and in general, highly value community engagement. And I also strongly believe that it's the responsibility of those who've been born into a certain amount of privilege to mobilize their resources for others. And so Girl Pride first began as an outreach and activism organization. And our goal is to empower girls to help their communities and uplift those less fortunate than themselves. So in response to the Syrian and Central American refugee crises, our mission began focusing on serving displaced refugee and migrant girls' educational, social, and emotional needs by supporting them, raising awareness of their situation, and developing and showcasing their incredible creative talents. We've partnered with organizations like Stone Soup and International Children's Literary and Arts Magazine and Another Kind of Girl Collective. It's an award-winning nonprofit which uses documentary filmmaking to empower refugee girls. And I'm so happy to say that both organizations actually recently joined Girl Pride's board of directors on our journey. And so as a community engaged activist and a member of my district's local women's empowerment committee called Girl Talk, I was actually invited to speak at the 2020 Harvard Global Women's Empowerment Expo to speak on behalf of Girl Pride's partnering organization called Another Kind of Girl Collective, or AKGC for short. But it was supposed to happen by May, but postponed with the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to it and meeting about like 30 other global social enterprises and seeking collaborations and mentorships with them. But Girl Pride's inspiration was really from former First Lady Michelle Obama. I actually wrote to her last year, December, during my winter break, I think. And I wrote to her thanking her for all of her inspiring work and informing her of her influence on me, especially with her Let Girls Learn initiative. And this actually led to a response from her office inviting us to her Becoming Book event.
And wow.
Yeah, it was so amazing. And I'm very happy to say that I actually brought other members from my district's Women Empowerment Committee to witness her amazing story. And it was so inspiring.
So when did that happen? Before we get into Lilac, when did you attend the Michelle Obama's event?
I believe it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was like towards the end of eighth grade. Yeah, I still remember it. It was so inspiring. And I specifically remember her wearing these like knee-high, like shining boots that just like lit up the whole stadium. And I was like, wow.
That's awesome. So yeah, let's talk about Lilac.
Yeah, so I'm the founder and executive director of Lilac, or Long Island Laboring Against COVID-19. So we're an award-winning student-run relief and charitable organization working locally and internationally to serve our communities, workers, and patients who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We provide PPE and emotional support through our Thank You and We Care initiative, which provides inspirational letters, cards, artwork, and multimedia videos in a dedicated space for everyone to enjoy. Our organization has received tons of support, which we're also very grateful for, like governmental proclamations and citations from the U.S. House of Representatives, a New York State Senator, three Nassau County legislators from the Veteran of Foreign Wars, and we were also named News 12 and Long Island Hometown Heroes, and also nominated by the Stone Soup magazine for the 2020 CNN Heroes Award. So yeah, should I go into how this all began?
Yes, please do, because I am very curious. And you know, I mean, it's been a really, shall we say, memorable last few months, you know, between COVID and, you know, the Black Lives Matter marches and just everything that's going on in the world. It seems like Lilac has kind of grown from its seeds to showcase or to bring awareness to many movements and needs that are going on right now.
Yeah. So when the COVID-19 pandemic first began, I was so overwhelmed with everything going on in the world and my community, as I'm sure many others were. And I saw healthcare workers, sick patients, and everyone just coming together to fight for the soul of humanity. And when the WHO announced that you know, this was a global pandemic. And then New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio publicly announced that medical supplies and PPE would be gone within a week. I knew that I had to act. And I thought that, you know, while I can't help everyone, I can still do my own part. So in March of this year, I decided to create Lilac in an effort to provide for the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of all those affected by COVID-19.
So how did you, so who did you connect with? I know that you've been able to raise money to give PPE to first responders. How did you begin? Who did you first reach out to? What was your first idea?
So in the beginning, I first reached out to legislator Josh Lafazan.
Yeah,
I first reached out to him, and I was very surprised when he actually responded like a couple seconds to a minute, like after I sent the email. He must have been like browsing through his email.
He's fabulous like that. I have to say, he's a Syosset graduate. You know, he's definitely one of our own, and we at the library have worked with him on different things. And his response and his support is always immediate. So I'm very happy to hear that he was the first person you decided to reach out to.
Yeah, he's really amazing. We did our first donation with him at the Cold Spring Hills Nursing Home. Yeah, he was the first local leader that we reached out to. Yeah.
And then from there, who else have you connected with?
So we've partnered with people like, you know, legislator Kevon Abrahams, Deborah Moulet, U.S. Congressman Tom Suozzi, and we're actually donating with Congresswoman Grace Meng next week.
Yeah,
we're donating 20,000 PPEs with her to various spots in Queens. And we partnered with New York Senators Kevin Thomas and Warren to donate PPE masks and artworks from our initiative. Other local leaders have included Superintendent of Freeport Public School District, Dr. Kun Cham, and the Assistant Superintendents, Dr. Kane and Columbia, and also the Freeport Board of Education and several of their trustee members. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the artwork.
Mm-hmm. So our artworks are part of our Thank You, We Care initiative. And it's really not just artworks. There's also letters, cards, and videos of, you know, some of our members dancing or, you know, playing sports or anything to uplift people's spirits. And so about these artworks, almost in every donation event, we donate some of our members' artworks. And they each have an artist statement that basically describes what the artist is trying to convey with the artwork. And they're all so amazing. And we recently, Lilac opened a calligraphy committee. We have some artists that are calligraphizing the artist statements, and we're donating them in pairs with the artwork to like nursing homes and hospitals and places like that. And so we actually have a personal gallery of our artworks already on our website. Our website is lilaccovid19.org, and we also post our new artworks on our Instagram at lilaccovid_19, spelled as LILACOVID_19. And we actually also have a documentary film showcasing behind the scenes footage from our Thank You and We Care initiative and various artworks and donations. And they can be viewed on our YouTube channel at lilaccovid_19.
This is all going to be on the podcast website. So anybody who missed any of this, just go right to the website and you'll be able to access this. This is amazing. How many artists do you have? Are they all local? Do they come from other parts of the state, the country?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have like over 40 Lilac members, and a lot of our members are picking up art, even if they're not originally artists. And so our Lilac members, it's not just local, actually. It's not just in Syosset or Jericho or Plainview. But we actually also have members outside of New York, like New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut, California, England, and even China. So it's really a worldwide kind of thing. And we hope that through training and workshops in the future, we can help facilitate students around the country to impact their own local communities during these difficult times. Because really at the core of who we are, LILAC believes in empowering youth to be the change they want to see in the world. And especially during these challenging times, it's up to us as the new generation to set an example and lead with like courage and sacrifice in a way that genuinely impacts people for the better. But of course, starting an organization and setting it on the right path is a lot of work. Creating an organization requires advice, and yeah.
So where did you get your advice from?
Well, I believe personally that as a founder of an organization, to lead, you have to lead by example, and it's really important to show your own personal dedication to your organization's mission and goals. And it's extremely helpful with engaging others to your cause, and it's essential for personal accountability. But I'd say that, you know, I've actually had several role models that have really helped me, that were really influential to me. And so I'd say that one of them is Michelle Obama. As I said, her Let Girls Learn initiative was a major inspiration for me in creating Girl Pride and then LILAC. And she really steps out of her comfort zone so often to do the right thing. And she's incredibly selfless and independent, which always blows me away. Also, the late Representative John Lewis.
Yes.
He was such an important leader and civil rights activist, and a huge inspiration for LILAC's Black Lives Matter inspired artwork.
Yeah, there's a lot of John Lewis artwork within. He was such a huge loss.
Yeah.
I think like in a time when it was just like one devastation after another, helped matters.
Especially during these times.
Oh, absolutely. Especially. It really was just, I mean, and remains to be heartbreaking. He is noted to have been such a great speaker. He himself had a graphic novel that he co-authored about his experience in the civil rights movement. And he attended like comic cons, and he, you know, organized marches with the children. And I mean, he was said to have been so personable. I know librarians who've met him at conferences, and just inspiring one-on-one. So that was, and remains devastating.
Yeah. So regarding our current efforts on the Black Lives Matter movement, well, first of all, we are grateful to say that for our efforts, we're partnering with legislator Kevon Abrahams. He's a veteran Black American legislator, and I believe he's also the minority leader of the Nassau County Legislature. We're also partnering with several other Black community business, cultural, and healthcare facility leaders to donate over 30,000 PPE, along with many meals and artworks to community churches, flea market events, nursing homes, schools, and more. And our Thank You We Care initiative has also compiled almost 60 already BLM inspired artworks. They will be exhibited in the county legislative halls and possibly in the one and only African American Museum in New York State. And that's so exciting for all of our artists. And our LILAC has also been, besides, you know, creating and donating Black Lives Matter inspired artworks, we're also producing a documentary style video sharing what happens behind the scenes of these works to inspire others to join and share our message of appreciation and solidarity for our Black brothers and sisters. And LILAC is focusing on impacting our local communities and highlighting those voices that have been marginalized and disenfranchised for centuries, and by standing up and organizing for the Black districts of Long Island and beyond through donations of thousands of PPE, we hope to bring disparate communities together to build a better community for all. Yeah.
Well, we really thank you for everything that you've been doing and, you know, taking the inspiration that you have cultivated from your own role models to move to action. Because I think that that's when you mentioned, you know, being a young generation and being, you know, it being up to you to make the world you want to see. I think it's very easy to be sort of like, well, we're not, you know, like there's nothing we can do right now. We're young, we're, you know, mm-hmm. not in the driver's seat yet, but that's not true. It's not. And I think that our community commends you for really noticing that and not allowing it to be passive, because the torch will be passed to you and is being passed to you much sooner than anybody realizes, but I'm sure you do at this point. all of the documentaries, anything, is it all on the YouTube channel and the Instagram?
Yes, everything is on our Instagram, website, YouTube. Most everything is there, and yeah.
So what were some challenges that you faced when you began looking to donate PPE, to acquire PPE to donate?
Well, first, we couldn't find any PPE in the U.S., especially 5-ply and 3-ply masks for frontline workers. But our solution was that we entered the international market, just like the U.S. government and everyone else, and we found manufacturers in southern China. And I'm very grateful to have my parents help with this, because nobody wants to negotiate PPE prices with a 14-year-old. And another challenge was the personal and family health risk to donate PPE to frontline nursing homes and hospitals, and repackaging tens of thousands of PPE materials, which we received from China, which may be infected with COVID. You know, you don't know. And another thing was, the prices were skyrocketing for all kinds of PPE, masks, coveralls, and isolation gowns. Like, everything was up to as much as 10 to 15 times the cost of pre-COVID. And shipping was like more than a third of the cost of the PPE, and we had to make upfront payment too. And the challenge was to overcome the lack of funds, even though we were able to raise $10,000 within the first 10 days. The prices just kept shooting up, and I came to the decision that, you know, I had to make my own personal sacrifice as a tribute to these frontline heroes. And so I donated $41,050 of my college savings and personal savings, like award money from writing contests. And this wasn't an easy decision. Well, it was an easy decision for me, but I did have to convince my parents, because when I told them about it, they were like, "You're joking, right?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not joking." And then I asked them, like, "How did you earn money for college?" And they said that they worked during college to pay for their tuition. And I said, "You know, I can do that too."
Right.
And so that's what ultimately convinced them, like, money you can earn back, but lives you can't.
Well, once again, I really do want to thank you so much for just coming here to talk about what you've been doing. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with, Sabrina?
Yes, one thing. For our audience, if you know any place that's in dire need of PPE, please don't hesitate to shoot an email to us. Our email is lilacovid19@gmail.com, spelled as LILACOVID. 19@gmail.com.
So, and that will also be up on the website. Well, once again, I want to thank you for sharing all of this with us. I'm excited to see what Lilac and what you do, you know, and your organizations do in the future. I hope that you will reconnect with us. Okay. Well, once again, this was Jessica, and my guest was
Sabrina.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.